Ambassador Barta is leaving, and this is the last function in this during our stay here in New York. And even though she's packing upstairs and everything, and she has all her bags ready to go to Chile, she accepted this particular time to have this press conference at this house. The members of the press that came are—I want to thank them all very much. Some of you came from Washington D.C. Thank you for being here. All the members of the Federation of Hellenic Societies and presidents of different organizations that are here. So let me begin first by bringing Ambassador Barta to say a few words to us, and then we will have a very short program, and then, of course, Senator Menendez at the end. So, Ambassador Barta.
Your Eminence, Senator, Congresswoman, ladies and gentlemen, it is with honor that I organized, together with Philip Christopher, tonight's event here at the consulate that is the last event of my tenure as Consulate General of Greece in New York. And I'm particularly happy because this event starts the organization and the preparation of the 25th of March parade, where we'll have the honoree Senator Menendez, a staunch supporter of Greece. Senator Menendez, I must say, and we have here Congresswoman Maloney, you are great friends of Greece, and you have proved to be not only a friend when we didn't need one, but a friend when we needed desperately one. Both you and Congresswoman Maloney stood by our side in these difficult days and times that Greece is facing. And you know, I always say that with friends like you and Congresswoman Maloney, we don't fear the future. Thank you for everything that you have done for Greece, for Cyprus, and I'm sure that will be proved worthy of your support. Η σημερινή εκδήλωση είναι η πρώτη η οποία εγκαινιάζει τις προετοιμασίες για την παρέλαση της 25ης Μαρτίου. Χαίρομαι και επιτρέψτε μου να μιλήσω και ελληνικά, διότι ειδικά στις μέρες μας πρέπει να τιμούμε την ελληνική ταυτότητα. Χαίρομαι, όπως είπα, που έχουμε εδώ όλους εσάς για να ξεκινήσουμε και να κάνουμε μία μεγαλειώδη παρέλαση εφέτος, ανήμερα της 25ης Μαρτίου, αν δεν κάνω λάθος. Θα σας παρακολουθώ από το Νότιο Ημισφαίριο. Είμαι σίγουρη ότι θα γεμίζω υπερηφάνεια για αυτά που θα βλέπω. Και ένα τελευταίο. Μην ξεχνάτε την Ελλάδα. Σας ευχαριστώ.
For the first time this year, the parade will be on 25th of March, which is the day of independence, the actual day of independence. The day of 25th of March, 1821, when the Hellenes, of course, revolted against the Ottoman Empire and became an independent nation. It was Philhellenes from all over the world that helped Greece. And let me remind you of some of the ones, like Lord Byron, that went to Greece to fight next to the Greeks. And of course, here from Washington, we can never forget the nephew of George Washington, our first president that went and fought in the Revolution. And of course, people like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison that not only spoke Greek, but were inspired and were big supporters of the Revolution. So it is with that in mind that we have perhaps the biggest Philhellene to be announced tonight as the Grand Marshal of the parade. And I will speak more about Senator Menendez as we go along, but I don't have to tell you, from Hellenes we expect support. And yes, we had the Senator Paul Sarbanes and Congressman Brad Imes and Senator Olympia Snow and all the Congressman Billy Rackus and all the Hellenes in the United States Congress. But when you have people like Senator Menendez, who has stood by our side time and time again, even in jeopardy of many other things, It is an extraordinary situation. I don't have to tell you that in New Jersey, where he's running, he's having a tough race. And there's two reasons why we wanted him to become Grand Marshal. First, to express our gratitude for all that he has done during these past years. But at the same time, to use this as momentum for his re-election, because we have to make sure that he gets re-elected. And I wanted to say that he started learning our cause from a young man who was his neighbor, Dasso Zambas. But bottom line is, even though there is a big Turkish-American community in New Jersey, and he's under pressure time and time again, he has taken every one of our causes, religious freedom, the ecumenical patriarchy, the Macedonian issue, the human rights of Northern Epirus, and of course the Cyprus issue, which became his own. And of course you know that in the past we had Carolyn Maloney as a Grand Marshal, which we named her Bumbulina, which is the a Greek hero in the... Next to Carolyn Maloney, Senator, we are very, very pleased that you have accepted this honor. So let me bring the president of the Federation of Hellenic Societies. Let me explain to you that the Federation of Hellenic Societies of New York, working under the auspices of the Archdiocese and His Eminence, who guides us all the time, organizes this parade every year. And of course, a lot of hard work goes into it. We have two chairmen, co-chairmen. Dr. Goussis, who's sitting next to you, is one. Marcus Marinakis is another one that's here tonight. And of course, myself. And of course, I don't know, John Katsimadidis, who's going to arrive tonight. He's also part of our organizational effort to have a successful parade. What you have in here, besides the press, is a lot of people that have put a lot of work over the years for the parade. And of course, first and most of all, Petros Galadoulas, who's the General Secretary of the Federation, who's working so hard. And as Ambassador Baltaz said, tonight we wanted to have, this is the first time that we have in an early press conference, announcing our Grand Marshal, and to use this as a momentum. During a time when Greece is being attacked, when Greece is under a financial crisis, we as Hellenes in the United States of America, we want to stand tall and we want to stand for Greece. And this is the time that we have to have a successful parade, because the parade is not only showing our strength, but I think it represents our values and ideals that you know so well and we believe in. So I wanted to thank all of you for coming here tonight, the members of the press, the past general chairman there, Dino Rallis that's here, and all the other people that have worked so hard in the Federation, along with the Cyprus Federation of America. So let me bring first the president of the Federation of Hellenic Societies, Mr. Tsegarides.
Thank you, Philip. Senator, Congress Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, and our hostess, it really 4 years we worked together, and like I said on some other event, maybe at some point in time we had some differences, but you see how we finished out her term. In her house, the house of Hellenism, right here, στο σπίτι του Ελληνισμού, το προξενείο μας, και να τιμήσουμε ποιον, ένα φιλέλληνα που he believes in democracy, in freedom, the rule of law, all these things that the Greeks invented thousands of years ago and fought in 1821 to have a new country named Greece. Senator, it was a unanimous decision to make you a Grand Marshal. And when we visited His Eminence, our Archbishop, and we mentioned that you're going to be the Grand Marshal, you should see the light in his face, that he was so happy that really you will be and you accepted to be the Grand Marshal of our parade. 25th of March. We visited our Archbishop back in April, and we talked about, of last year, and we talked about the parade of this year. And his eminence looked at his watch to see the date and the month. And he said, it's the 13th of April, and we're talking about next year's parade. He said, that never happened before. And he encouraged us to go ahead and have it for the 25th of March. And like Philip said earlier, this is the first time in my time that I remember we had a parade on the 25th of March. And we thank you, Your Eminence, for your cooperation and your support. For the Senator, I'm sure Philip has a lot more to say because he knows the Senator a lot better than some of us do. Even though I'm a staunch Democrat, and like I told you earlier, Senator, I'm going to go to New Hampshire for the Democratic, for the primaries next week. We're not lucky enough to have you in New York, a neighboring state, and the support you give us in Washington is tremendous. And we watch your career as a congressman and now as a senator, you did not waver. You support freedom and the rule of law across the globe, and we thank you. I want to thank all of you that came here tonight, members of the press, the committee of the parade, Dr. Lucis, and of course the relentless Philip. Because if it wasn't for him, I don't think we were going to have this this event tonight. And with our ambassador that's leaving us in a couple of days, I understand. Again, thank you for coming. I hope to see a lot of you on the meetings we have on Thursday, starting next week, because this week is a big religious holiday, and we don't want to have meetings on a holiday. So next Thursday, the 12th, I believe it is, we're starting again our meetings, and I hope to see you there, and of course to see you at Fifth Avenue on March 25. Thank you very much.
As we said, the Hellenes all over the world will be celebrating, and the celebration is never stronger than in the Republic of Cyprus. I have to remind you that the Republic of Cyprus, even though Greece gained its independence in 1821, somehow we're still under occupation, and 38% of the island is still occupied, not by the Ottomans, but by the New Turkish nation. So let me bring the president of the Cyprus Federation of America, who's also a very good friend of Senator Menendez, and who has been working side by side with Senator Menendez for all these quarters. Peter?
Thank you, Philip. Your Eminence, Senator Menendez, Congressman Maloney, my dear friends, let me start by thanking Ambassador Baltar for opening the consulate to have all of us here for this special occasion to announce the selection of a great friend of Hellenes, Senator Menendez, as the Grand Marshal of the parade. Congratulations to the Hellenic Federation and the organizing committee for working so hard every year in organizing the parade, of course, under the guidance of His Eminence Archbishop Dimitrios. And I think this year we're all very excited because we're going to have the parade right on the day of the independence, but of course because a great friend of Greece and Cyprus is going to be the Grand Marshal. And I think this is a small token of appreciation to Senator Menendez for all his long-time friendship and support to our causes. Senator, thank you. All the best. We know you face a tough race in New Jersey, but we know that at the end you will come out the winner, and you're going to still have a great friend in the U.S. Senate. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. So as I said before, from the in the past, we did have Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney as a ground marshal. And of course, this is her district. She heard about it. She came here. I don't have to tell you the work she does for the Hellenic Caucus along with Congressman Bill Arrakis. And without saying anything more, let me present Bubulina Carolyn Maloney.
So honored to be here to celebrate the announcement of Senator Menendez, and thank you, Philip, for the introduction. I don't deserve to be mentioned in the same sentence as Bubulina, but I do want to thank His Eminence for his leadership. And Ambassador, I miss you already. You have been an outstanding representative in our country, and a wonderful job even tonight and always. I wish you could stay forever. And my dear friends here, Elias and the Federation of Hellenic Societies, and all 150 of you, this is indeed a time to celebrate the 191st anniversary of Greek independence, and tonight to celebrate the selection of my good friend and colleague, Senator Menendez. I have known him very closely for many years. We served together in the House of Representatives, where he was a founding member of the Hellenic Caucus, and we are the second largest caucus now in Congress, with well over 150 bipartisan members who stand up and fight for the rights of Greece and Cyprus. And since we founded the caucus, not a single anti-Greek or anti-Cyprus vote has even dared to go to the floor of the House of Representatives, much less to pass. I want to share with Bob that when I was elected to Congress, my mother was not particularly impressed. But when I was selected the Grand Marshal of the Greek Parade, oh my goodness, you could never hear the end of it. How did that happen? And because I work so hard for the Greek issues, people are constantly asking me, are you Greek? Are you Greek? Are you Greek? And I always tell them, you don't have to know that Cyprus should be unified and have peace and justice. You don't have to be Greek to know that Macedonia is Greek. And you don't have to be Greek to know that the island of Halki and the school in Halki, a cause that the senator and I have worked on, should be opened and operating, and no country should be telling them to close their doors. And you don't have to be Greek to know that the church should be independent, should not be dictated about their properties or their selection properties or their selection processes or their governance. The church should be independent, and the patriarch should make these decisions. There's still so much we have to work on to accomplish, but tonight we celebrate many things. Bob and I authored together this DROGA Act that brought $40 million to the men and women who'd risked their lives to save others. It's the one-year anniversary, and it is also a time to celebrate the opening of St. Nicholas Church and the commitment by our governor and the Port Authority to rebuild this church on the site to welcome, to heal, and to be there forever in the site where it should be. So I look forward to marching with you on March 25th. To applauding our Grand Marshal and working with him for our causes in Congress, and Zita y Eleftheria.
So we have I know the senator is from New Jersey. He's the president of the Federation of New Jersey.
No.
The president of the Federation of New Jersey. So where are we?
The vice president.
Oh, Mr. Salad Civic was another. I hate to keep bringing Cypriots up. You know, we are, you know, Senator, we always say the Greek Cypriots are very aggressive. But there's a reason for it. We are suffering and our land is occupied. So we are aggressive. Savas, you want to say a few words on behalf of the Federation of New Jersey? Also the district governor of Ahempa.
Your Eminence, good evening. My good friend, the pride of New Jersey, Senator Menendez. I think it's another honor that you truly deserve to be the Grand Marshal of this year's parade. In your face, we found a very good friend, not simply someone that just casts a vote here and there, but a true advocate of our issues. We appreciate it, and we will do everything in our power to see you re-elected. I have no doubt that you will be re-elected, and you will continue to be our champion in the U.S. Senate. So on behalf of the Federation of Hellenic Organizations of New Jersey, I applaud you, and we will be by you every step of the way. Thank you very much.
So very quickly, for a quick greeting, the two co-chairmen, Mark Marinakis and Dr. Gusis. You want to come up, please? Just give your congratulations and move forward.
Your Eminence, Senator Menendez, we're very happy to have you here tonight. I wish everybody a happy new year and successful parade. And I hope this year is better than last year, and I hope we all believe on that. We have to work a little harder to make it, to honor our Grand Marshal. We'll be every step on your way, Senator. You keep doing what you're doing for the community, and we will have to be in never step of the way for you. Thank you very much. A happy new year to all of you in the town.
Your Eminence, Senator, Congresswoman, I don't see here, Ambassador, by celebrating the Greek or Hellenic Independence Day, we honor the democratic values and principles for which our forefathers fought for 191 years ago. In addition to honoring our incomparable Greek heroes, τους απεράμιλους εθνικούς μας ήρωες, we honor the thousands of American heroes and philhellenes that they left their homes and comfort here in the United States, as well as many Europeans and around the world, to go to Greece and fight side by side with the suppressed and suffering Greek nation and its soldiers for over 400 years under the Ottoman Empire. The Philhellenes around the world, and especially in America, provided financial and moral support. Senator and the Congresswoman, your modern Philhellenes, your achievements, your stance, your position for the Hellenic issues are outstanding. We appreciate, we support you by heart, and we are proud to have you as a Grand Marshal of the 2012 parade. The Hellenic Revolution was inspired by the American Revolution in 1776 and subsequently by the French Revolution in 1789. And the American Founding Fathers were inspired by the democratic values and ideals of the ancient Greece. It is therefore very important for us to continue to be vigilant in defense of those ideals and values, such as human rights, freedom, civilization around the world. Thank you and congratulations for being Grand Marshal with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Gusis. Let me also welcome, I know that the Dr. Julius is here, who is the president of the Hellenic Medical Society, and I wanted to give him a round of applause and thank him to see here. Let me also thank all the presidents of the other federations that are here, the Hien Federation, the Pan-Macedonian, the Pan-Iberotic Federations, all the federations that are here. I want to thank them all very much for working so hard. I know our journal chairman is here, and he's going to be talking to all of you about the journal. I know we're going to have many, many other expenses. I want to remind all of you that on the 24th of March, we'll have a big gala dinner in honor of Senator Menendez at the Plaza Hotel. We wanted to go to one of the best places to have such an event and to honor an individual such as Senator Menendez. I wanted to thank all those benefactors that are here with us, beginning with Nikos Mouliaris, who's always a benefactor, Peter Papanikolaou, Dimitris Kaloidis, who also was a past Grand Marshal of the parade, and all the other big sponsors of the events that are here tonight. So let me first, before we introduce our Grand Marshal, once again I wanted to thank the members of the press. I wanted to bring His Eminence to say a few words to us. He always inspires us. He always guides us. And he's the guiding light of this parade. Your Eminence, we appreciate all your help. May we have your blessing here and your good works before we bring Senator Menendez. Ladies and gentlemen, His Eminence.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. Allow me to say a few words in Greek. Να ευχηθώ καλή χρονιά και ευλογημένη χρονιά για μας εδώ, για την Ομογένεια, για την Αμερική, αλλά πιο πολύ για την Ελλάδα, η οποία περνάει δύσκολες ώρες, και για την Ευρώπη. Mr. Senator, dear friend, Mrs. Bumbulina, I think she is, she left, but she has to be thanked. Madam Ambassador, Mr. Christopher, Mr. President of the Federation, representatives of the various federations and associations, Greek associations, press, relentlessly following us, and thank you. That's quite an event that you have to be here. And beloved friends who are here, it is really a great joy to have Senator Menendez as Grand Marshal. I praise and commend the decision of Federation for such a selection. I have to confess to you that during the last 3 or 4 days, I was reading a very interesting book about the last days of Abraham Lincoln before he was assassinated. In Good Friday, 1865, just 15 days before the end, after General Lee surrenders to General Grant, and finally the fight for 4 years of civil war costing 600,000 Americans is almost over. And I thought of the people who continue on this spirit of fighting for the rights of the people, fighting for freedom for everyone, equal rights for everyone, fighting in essence at a cost, at a political cost. And as we are here tonight, I think that Senator Menendez belongs to this kind of noble fighters for what is noble and beautiful and worth for human beings. Senator, we thank you for giving us this example beyond any ethnic or political gains. The human face that is projected here is extremely important, and we thank you. I'm going to carry this image of tonight. Tomorrow, as I'm going to travel to Albany, New York, and be at the inaugural ceremony of the Senate of New York and then the State of the State of New York by Governor Cuomo, offering the invocation in both cases. So I will be in a highly political environment, but I will carry the image of tonight, of this gathering here, which shows leaders and people, simple people that are here to listen to an announcement about who is going to be the marshal of this parade. And I have to tell you that this night offers a very, very beautiful experience, worth carrying it in the days to come. The good ambassador, former, after a few days, Consul General of Greece in New York and then Ambassador of Greece in Chile, is going to leave. Madam Ambassador, I would be surprised if you have a surprising appearance of on 25th of March. I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I know that some people are already conspiring to make it sure that you will do that. I'm sure about that, and I'm saying that publicly. I don't know if it happens, but I hope it will happen. But on the other hand, it will be an important thing that in the parade, we will have someone who, in contemporary America, is a fighter for freedom, religious freedom, political freedom, freedom for a happy life for everyone. It would be a wonderful thing. And since we set a record in deciding about the parade a year before, and we have an outstanding coincidence of the 25th of March as a Sunday for the parade, I think we have to set a record in terms of participation in numbers of the people. That should be a sign that will show that we adhere to the tremendous values that we are really supporting, defending, and really fighting for them to death. I thank particularly Mr. Philip Christopher, Mr. Philip Christopher, as you know, as you noticed tonight, he is a person who managed to be some sort of a master of ceremonies, dealing with technicalities, who is going to speak, who is going to sit, who is going to stand, but at the same time mixing some high and lofty ideas of an ideologue of high caliber. It's not an ordinary combination, the ideological excellence with the practicality. We need the practicality, we need the ideological excellence, we need both of them, and we need to do anything possible to have a parade that will stay as an event with our people. So tonight we have thanks for the people who are the contributors to this event that will happen. As Archdiocese, as you know, we are always not only ready, we are offering, allow me to say, the best of the parade in the presence of our children, which are an adorable presence in the parade, but we will do more than that, and as far as it is possible, to secure the best representation. We cannot be sure about the specifics of the weather. On that issue, we have our prayer. This is our specialty. We will pray that we will have the best weather.
Of course.
We cannot guarantee that. But we can guarantee the continuous, persisting, and intense prayer that this will be a day full of shine and joy and glory for what is so beautiful, which is freedom. I mentioned the last days of Abraham Lincoln, and one doctor mentioned that the French Revolution and the American Revolution preceded the 1821. The 1821 preceded the Civil War, preceded the fight for a unified United States where slavery would be out, when people would be united for the good and the best for everyone. So here we are celebrating a tremendous, a terrific event, and therefore we hope that we will put a stamp on this day of 25th of March of 2012. Thank you again, Senator. Thank you for accepting the selection. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Eminence, and I know your prayers. I already know the weather will be 70 degrees on March 25th and sunshine. There's no question that we will have a great day on March 25th. So the moment that you all have been waiting for, to bring to you the Grand Marshal of our parade on March 25th. Once again, I want to remind you that we have a double objective. One, to honor him for all that he has done, but more important, to re-elect him as senator and send him back to the Senate where he has become our voice. I have called Senator Paul Sarbanes, who was slightly under the weather and could not be here with us tonight, but there's no question what he said. As far as his replacement in the Senate, it is Senator Senator Robert Menendez. So he is the one that he has taken over the torch from Senator Paul Sarbanes, who will be with us on March 24th at the Plaza Hotel to introduce the senator, and then he will be with us on March 25th on the parade. You have regards from the senator, from Andy Manitos, who also cannot be here with us tonight, and all of them are waiting to work hard for your re-election. Those of us that have been in this course for 37 years and have watched politicians come and go, who have watched many promises from different administrations, who have received many promises from congressmen and senators, only to see those promises broken time and time again. I can only tell you that during this journey of 37 years, there's one person that stands above the rest, one person whose word we can trust, one person who will never betray our cause. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Grand Marshal, Senator Robert Menendez.
Thank you very much, Philip. Your Eminence, it is always a distinguished honor to be in your company and to recognize not only your spiritual leadership to so many, but also your civic leadership as well. And I always enjoy listening to you, because you will have always read the most recent book on something, and I get my vicariously my information from you and some thoughts as well. So thank you so much for being here with us and for your friendship and often your counsel. Madam Ambassador, thank you so much in the hectic moment of moving to honor us by hosting us here in your home. And I wish you all the best. You've distinguished yourself here, and I know you will do an exceptional job for the Hellenic Republic in Chile. It's not a bad assignment. It's not New York. It's not the United States. But as the chairman of the Western Hemisphere Subcommittee, I can tell you it's not a bad place to be. And while I have had the privilege of tasting many good wines that my dear friend Panico has chosen, my personal sommelier, I want you to know there's a couple of good Chilean wines I can recommend to you. So I know when you go. I want to thank the Federation of the Hellenic Societies of Greater New York, its president, Mr. Tsakharidis, thank you so much. Your general secretary as well, Mr. Galatoulis, and all of the members of the society for unanimously selecting me to be the Grand Marshal of this year's parade. I can't tell you how deeply honored I am I have had the privilege over the course of 38 years of public service to have some very special recognitions. But I count this naming as the Grand Marshal among the greatest recognitions I have ever had. So, Evaristo, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm honored to join with many friends here. Philip has been a friend for quite some time. He is passionate, if you haven't seen that at any given moment. He is passionate about these causes, but he speaks from conviction, which always is a dimension that sometimes is missing in others. He speaks with conviction, and therefore people listen, and he has been a dear friend. To my dear friend, Panico Papanikolaou, who has been also a dear friend, who is so committed to both the church as well as to the cause of Cyprus, I really appreciate his friendship. To Sala Civicos from New Jersey, who I was pleased to take an oath as part of the leadership that he brings to AHEPA, and proud to be a member. And to my dear friend Tasos Sambas, which to a large degree engaged me in both Hellenic and Cypriot issues through a friendship that has lasted nearly over a quarter of a century. So thank you. And there are many other friends here, Nikos Mouyaris, who's so committed to these causes as well. I really thank you all because you have enriched my personal life and my understanding of so many of these issues. I'm honored to be with so many friends of Greece, proud to show my support of the Greek American community, of the good work of the society through its scholarships and support of the community at large, and our solidarity with the people of Greece, a nation that gave the world the principle of democracy. I will be honored to be part of this 74th annual Independence Day celebration and to march down Fifth Avenue on March the 25th to show our ongoing commitment to Greece, to independence, and to all that is represented in the inspiration of the unmistakable blue and white of the Greek flag. I think I'm the only one who had the right tie on tonight. This year... Okay. This year, the Greek flag with its five blue stripes and four white stripes that represent the nine syllables of the battle cry during the revolt against the Ottoman occupation, freedom or death, should also be a reminder of demonstrations for democracy around the world. The fight for independence from tyrannical rule. The struggle for people for the right to control their destiny in nation after nation. A worldwide movement towards direct democracy that had its origins in ancient Athens around 508 BC. Today, 2,500 years later, the world may be changing, and democracy may be evolving, economies may be changing, but the Athenian model for the basic principles of freedom continue. As we celebrate this 191st anniversary of Greek independence from 400 years of Ottoman rule, let us also celebrate Greece as the birthplace of the governing principle of direct democracy that has changed the world. I celebrate that principle every day in the United States Senate when I fight on issues that I believe are the exemplification of those principles. I fight for those principles when I fight for the religious freedom and independence and right of the ecumenical patriarch, the spiritual leader of millions of Orthodox Christians around the world, to be able to be that religious leader without interference and injection by the Turkish government. I fight for that principle when I fought the dangerous use of the name Macedonia in resolutions in the United States Senate. This is far more than a name. This is about a history and a people and irredentism which we cannot afford in the Balkans. And we have succeeded at every time in stopping those who would try to use the recognition of the United States Senate to change the course of events. I celebrate that principle and fight for it when I fight for the reunification of Cyprus, so that a country can be reunified, free of invading forces. And I have said and continue to say that I will not rest until the last boot of the last Turkish soldier leaves of northern Cyprus. I fight for that principle when I remind my colleagues in the United States Senate and in the Congress today about Greece as a long-time ally, as an ally not only in NATO, but an ally that goes back in time and commitment and fighting side by side with the United States. Now, there are those who oppose my views and will use their influence to try to nullify my voice in the United States Senate. I do not care. For so long as I am a United States Senator, I will continue to fight for these principles and these issues because they are the right and righteous ones to do. So let me simply close by saying I am so honored to be recognized unanimously. You know, in the United States Senate, unanimously it's hard to accomplish these days. So maybe even among the Greek Federation, that might be a little hard to accomplish. But nonetheless, I am so honored that you unanimously selected me. I am going to do everything that I can to promote the parade, because I think it is a moment not only to recognize history, but it is an important moment in history to stand up for Greece, to show that we are proud, to show that we are proud of that relationship that we have with the Hellenic Republic, to show that those who are Greek Americans are proud of that history and their contributions here in the United States, and at a critical moment in the Hellenic Republic's history, to show that we are in solidarity with them. Our present will not be and is not destined to be our future. I believe that present will change the course of events and we will have a much brighter future. The parade will be an opportunity to show that manifestation of why we are proud of our relationships, of why those of you who are Greek are proud to be Greek, of why we who are Americans are proud of your contributions to this country and to our relationship with a great ally in many different challenges at many different times. And so I am looking forward to a robust parade that will show all of that to be the truth of this moment. Thank you so much. Ευχαριστώ.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the speech. Now you know why he's our Grand Marshal. Thank you so much, Senator. Thank you so much for coming. Does anybody have a question?
No comment.
No questions. Thank you all so much for coming. And let us all give a round of applause to our Grand Marshal.
Thank you.